Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Now, if you got your Bibles with you this morning, I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 19. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 19. And I'm going to speak to you this morning about the powers of the age to come. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and verse 19. Are you there? And what is the exceeding riches, exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your holy word that proceeds from your mouth. Your word, Lord, that has a holy effect on our lives. You said, now we are clean through the word that you spoke. We are not only clean, but we are transformed. We are empowered because your word comes with power. Lord, we are anointed because your word is spirit and it is truth. We thank you now for revealing your word, revealing your will, and manifesting your glory in this place today, and having your mighty way in our midst and in our hearts. We give you praise as we open ourselves up for you to speak and our hearts to perceive. And everybody said, amen, amen. He says, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So I'm speaking to you this morning about the powers of the age to come. Notice here in the book of Ephesians, he speaks about this age, and then he speaks about the age to come, that which is to come. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5, we read, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. Notice once again, and here in the book of Hebrews, he's speaking about the powers of the age to come. So there's a present age and there's an age to come. When we look at the present age is this world system, this age that we live in, this age that is really under the power of the enemy. He is the god of this age, the god of this world. And it is an evil age. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that this is an evil age that we live in. We have to watch our kids more than we ever did. You have to protect our families more than we ever did. We have to watch our eyes and our hearts more than we ever did. Because it seems like you're being bombarded from all walks of life with everything that is ungodly and unholy. So this present age is an evil age. We notice it says so in Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. So this age is dominated by evil, by darkness, by the god of this world. Carnality is the fruits of this age. A carnal life is the fruits of this present evil age. If we leave ourselves up to this age, or you leave your children up to this age, it will bring up ungodly and evil children. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You said, no, my child was born cute. That's right. Was born cute. And from there on, it's a downward slope. Amen. Hallelujah. If we look at this, the Bible very clearly teaches us that we, the born again believers, are in this world. But we are not of this world. We're not of this age. We are in this world, but we live of the kingdom. Amen. We live in the kingdom. We live by the powers of the age to come. John 8:23, and he said to them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So you and I live in this world, but we're not of this world. We live in this world, but we do not live like this world. Amen. We relate to people in this world, but we do not relate to them as of this world, because we are of the kingdom of God. Praise God. When you think about the age to come, Jesus is showing us that the age to come that he was revealing was really the kingdom. Jesus revealed that he's in this world, but he's not of this world. In Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease amongst the people. So there's a very distinct difference. The kingdom of this world has people in sickness, has people in disease, has people in bondage, has people in torment, has people in all kinds of evil and vices. But Jesus comes and he's not of this world. And so he reveals the kingdom, which is a kingdom of liberty, life, and peace, and deliverance. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven. Amen. The Bible is very clear that believers came out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's a distinct difference. Something happened that caused us to come out of this world, that caused us to come out of this darkness. Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil age. When he delivered us from sin, he delivered us from the present evil age. He delivered us from the results of sin. He delivered us from the power of sin. He delivered us from the fruits of sin. He set you and I free, hallelujah, so that we can be partakers of the kingdom, so that we can be in this world but not of this world. Hallelujah. That might be that there's something going on, some great sickness passing by, but I'm not of this world. I'm just in this world. Hallelujah. I'm living by a different kingdom. Amen. There might be financial stresses going around me, but I'm not of this world. Amen. I do not live by the God of this world. I live by the kingdom. Amen. By God's dominion in my life. The Bible says Jesus has delivered us from this present evil age. Hallelujah. And he brought us into his light so that we can be in the light, walk in the light, experience the light, be partakers of the light. Hallelujah. Radiate the light of his glory. The Bible says we declare God's manifold wisdom. We bring to light the purposes of our God. In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 7, it says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages. Hallelujah. So when he speaks about the ages, we are talking today about the power of the age to come, which is superior to this present evil age. Amen. How do you know that you can walk in this world and there can be evil all over you, but it will not hurt you? You will walk over it. Hallelujah. Amen. By no means will it hurt you, because it has no part in you. Amen. That enemy has no way to get to you because you're not of him. When the enemy was coming for Jesus, he said, he's coming for me, but he's got nothing in me. Hallelujah. In fact, when they came to grab Jesus, to throw him off the cliff, the Bible says Jesus just turned and he walked through them. Hallelujah. They couldn't touch him. Amen. Everybody say, can't touch this. Hallelujah. Because the anointing is on you. You're not of this world. You're not subject to the powers of this world. Amen. You're walking in the anointing. You're walking in the protection. You're walking in the blessing. Hallelujah. When sickness comes around, can't touch this. Hallelujah. Amen. When poverty comes around, can't touch this. Hallelujah. When evil comes around, can't touch this. Hallelujah, for we are holy in this world, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are in this world, but not of the world. Amen. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Glory to God. The superior kingdom is in you and me. This present age, this present world will pass away. It will come to an end. It will all be folded up like a garment and put away. But the age to come is eternal. Hallelujah. This age will bow its knee. And let me tell you, God invade this age with the age to come. He didn't wait for the sweet by and by. You see, religious teaching teaches that you must wait. The age to come is one day when you die. In the sweet by and by. In the sweet by and by. Until then, we will cry and we'll cry. That's how they sing the song. The truth is that the kingdom has come. Jesus was in this age, but he was of the age to come. They didn't know him because they didn't know where he's from. They were looking amongst themselves to see, is he from here? Is he from there? Is that his father? Is that his mother? But he said, you don't know me because I'm not from amongst you. I came from heaven. I'm not from this age. I came from the age to come. Hallelujah. I'm in this world. I'm not of this world. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus came to that demoniac, the Bible speaks of it in Mark 5. When he came to that demoniac of Gadarene, that man came running. He was bound under the powers of this present age. He was cutting himself. He was in distress. He was in torment. He was running around naked amongst the tombs. He was separated from his family. He was in a bad place. The powers of this age had him bound. But when he looked up, he saw somebody coming that is not of this age. And when he came to Jesus, he cried out, and Jesus had authority. Hallelujah. You see, you and I need to realize that no matter what you are facing around you, you're not of this age. There's somebody different that has come to the shores. Hallelujah. There's somebody different that woke up this morning. When I got out of my bed, I'm not of this world. I'm of the age to come. Hallelujah. I come from the living God. I'm born of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember how God set me free. How I used to think that I am the result of my parents until I learned that I came from heaven. I was born of the Spirit. I was born from above. Thank God he gave you to your father and mother, but he created you. Hallelujah. You were born into that family, but you didn't come from there. Before you were born, he knew you. He formed you. He set you, he created you, and he placed you. Hallelujah. And the sooner you learn that you're not the result of a biological thing, that you're not the result of two people coming together, but you came from your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. You can be in this world, but not of this world. No matter what they say, I'm not rejected. I'm not ugly. I'm not without hope. I come from the Father. I'm born of the Spirit. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He came and Jesus set him free. He tasted of the powers of the age to come. Jesus demonstrated that he is from the light. He said, I am the light. Hallelujah. Thank God we don't have to walk in darkness. We don't have to walk having our minds darkened and our understanding darkened. But we have light. Somebody say amen. I have the light. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, for you were once darkness. Imagine that. Notice something in the scripture. He says you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. He doesn't say you were in darkness. He says you were darkness. He doesn't say now you're in the light. He says you are light. Hallelujah. What do you say? I am light. I am light. I got the light. I'm of the light. I'm in the light. I'm shining the light. I'm partaking of the light. I am the light. Hallelujah. Everything keeps going light. I'm on song this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We walk in the light. Hallelujah. We walk of the kingdom. The Bible says, O house of Jacob, Isaiah 2 verse 5, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. the kingdom is now. He said to them, the kingdom is upon you. We're not waiting for one day. Amen. He is the light. We are the light. We walk in the kingdom. I remember how John the Baptist was in prison. He had been preaching about the light to come. He was the forerunner. Say, make ready. He is coming. He is coming. He is coming. And he is preaching about the about him to come. He is preaching about the one. He's the one. He is coming. God's son is coming. And he's preaching about him. And the next moment he's in prison. And then he hears about Jesus. And he sends word to Jesus. You see, he was wondering, maybe Jesus is also a prophet like me. He's also preaching that he's coming. He's also preaching that one day, there will be the day. And so he sends word. He said, go ask him. He sends two of his disciples. Go ask him, are you the one? Or should we wait for another? Are you also just telling of him that will come? Or should we wait for another? Are you the one? Jesus said, go tell him. The blind walk, the deaf hear. Hallelujah. The blind see, the deaf walk, the lame are raised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am the one. The kingdom has come. The light is here. The glory is here. The age to come is upon you. You don't have to wait for another day. You don't have to wait for another time. I am here. Hallelujah. And guess what? The world is looking around to see, are you the one? Are you the one that's experiencing his light? Are you walking in his glory? Hallelujah. Have you experienced the kingdom? Or should we wait for another? Thank God. That's why when you get saved, your whole family generally gets saved very quickly. How many of you, your whole family saved already? How many of you, most of your family is getting saved already? Why? Because they see the one. They see he has come. The light has come. He is here. Hallelujah. It's real. It's upon you. It's within you. And thank God, not only do we have that, but you've got the power of the age to come. The Bible, and that's what I'm speaking about to you this morning, the powers. They have tasted, Hebrews 6:5, have tasted the good work of God and of the powers of the age to come. Jesus revealed he had the powers of the age to come. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. To heal the brokenhearted, to open blind eyes, set the captive free. He came with the demonstration of the kingdom. He came with the powers of the age to come. You see, what the world really needs to see is the powers of the age to come. Amen. Listen, they're not interested in how beautiful our buildings are. They're not interested in how high your spire reaches into the sky. It doesn't impress them if you're richer than them. Hello? Doesn't impress them that you dress better than them. Amen. Don't impress them. That's not what they want to see. They want to see the powers of the age to come. When Jesus met that woman at the well, he comes to her and there she's sitting and she wants to draw water and Jesus speaks to her. And the next moment, Jesus reveals something to her that no man had ever done. Jesus draws from the gifts of the Spirit and he says to her, yes, you've had five husbands already and the one that you're with now is not even your husband. He draws and he speaks a word of knowledge to her. The kingdom of God gets manifest right there in her presence and there a normal meeting gets turned into a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Ghost by the gifts of the Spirit, by the word of knowledge, and suddenly the whole meeting changes and this woman who is a loose woman suddenly finds herself the evangelist of the city. Amen. Why? Because the powers of the age to come came and interrupted the meeting. Hallelujah. You see, what the world really needs is the powers of the age to come. They need the Holy Ghost. They need the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You see, we don't come to church and it's all about getting rich and getting money and getting promotion. Thank God for all those things. That's a half tribe of menacey stuff. Amen. What are we here for? You see, how do you receive the powers of the age to come? When you receive the Holy Ghost. The first thing that manifests the powers of the age to come is the born-again Christian life. The second thing is when he empowers you with the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Spirit gets made manifest in your life. That is the treasure of the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes and you receive tongues and interpretation of tongues, the gifts of the Spirit, that is the real treasure. The Bible says, set your mind on things above. Set your heart on the kingdom. Set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's the true treasure. The treasure is not getting a promotion. I'll go preach next door if you carry on like this. The true treasure is the power of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, the anointing moving in our lives. When we get into church, we put aside everything and we yearn for the living God. We cry out for the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. We earnestly seek Him. We desire with all our heart. We covet the gifts of the Spirit because that is the kingdom made manifest. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. That is the treasure. That is what it's about. And when Jesus manifests that to this woman, her whole life was changed around. God's anointing the church with the powers of the age to come. You say, Pastor Johnny, what's the powers of the age to come? It's the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's what this is. That's how this church is going to turn the world upside down. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the precious anointing of the Holy Ghost is on you and you speak by word of wisdom, you speak by the discerning of spirits, hallelujah. The anointing is on you and you lift a word of knowledge out, amen. You release the gift of prophecy, hallelujah. The powers of the Holy Ghost is on you. The world is waiting to see the kingdom of God, the powers of the age to come manifest in this age, invading this age, making manifest the glory of God. Hallelujah. Come on now. It's time that we, the church, place our feet in this age. Establish the kingdom. Hallelujah. Make a mark. When you walk in the Holy Ghost, every footstep's like thunder. Whoa. There are many people who came to Gadarene, but when one arrived with the powers of the age to come, thunder hit that island and the demons came running. Hallelujah. Why they come running? Because they need to get out. They got a need. They want you to meet the need. They need to be cast out. Hallelujah. Just a joke. The powers of, come on now. It's the finger of God. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on now. We're not playing patty cake. We're not yet to be nice. You know, there's this one show. My wife loves watching it. What's that? The priest that is a detective. He's some Catholic priest and he's a detective in England. I don't know what goes on in his parish. But every week, somebody murders somebody else. And he solves it. I said, praise God, wonderful. Wonderful, solves many cases, but not one devil gets shaken. Huh? Not one devil's kingdom is threatened. Hello? Not one unsaved person is grabbed by the throat and shaken around. I'm talking about you doing it. Amen. The powers of the age to come. That's what the anointing is all about. That's a rich church. A rich church is a church that flows signs, wonders, and miracles. Words of wisdom, words of knowledge, revelation, gifts of the Spirit, discerning. Hallelujah. with power and demonstration. That's the power. And the Holy Ghost is releasing the powers of the age to come, because God says, I will invade this world and I will manifest my kingdom in the midst. If you don't know about this, the enemy has already been destroyed. His power's already been taken from him. Amen. God's already invaded this present world with the kingdom. Hallelujah. And there's power on the saints. The power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing. Come on, saints. That's what we yearn for. That's what we earnestly seek and desire. Every day of my life. Hallelujah. Come on now. Let's not be like Manasseh that gets satisfied because we got some food. May God anoint us that we spit it out. Amen. Come on now. That's how the enemy tried to stop them. Be satisfied this side of the river, but don't press into the glory. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want the powers of the age to come. I love the powers of the age to come. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's power in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, tongues is a mighty power of the Holy Ghost. Tongues and the interpretation of tongues are the only two gifts that could not be manifest in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, you see the other gifts. You see gifts of healing. You see people raised from the dead. Hello? You see all the gifts manifest. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecy. But you cannot see tongues and interpretation of tongues. Why? Because it's a mighty new covenant power of the Holy Ghost. When you speak in tongues, it's not just a little dab will do you. You know, some people think the Holy Ghost is a little dab. You know, speak in tongues. Speaking tongues, but habri, habri, habri. Okay, what are we going to eat now? The power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says when you speak in another tongue, you speak with the tongues of angels. You speak mysteries. You bring revelations. Hallelujah. You speak mysteries, divine mysteries. In other words, you speak the word of wisdom. You're making known the purposes of God. As you speak, mysteries are downloaded into your spirit and you get to know things that are unknown and unnatural that cannot be known. And your spirit man grabs a hold of them. Shabrande, Heke Santo. And you become one of the forerunners. You become one of those who are manifesting the powers of God. Hallelujah. And making known to principalities and powers mysteries that have been hidden. Manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, the Holy Ghost is about to do something mighty in your life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want to say to you today, you in this house for such a time as this. Yay. Yeah. You know what God said to Esther? He said, if you keep quiet, you're going to die with these people. This last move of God's not for wimps. If you keep quiet, you're going to die with these people. But you've come for such a time as this. You need to manifest who you are. You need to reveal the glory. You have to make known the purposes of God. You need to speak under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because when the church wakes up and we start manifesting the powers of the age to come, the powers of darkness will flee. Amen. I prophesy no devil will stand in the South District. They will run in the name of Jesus. The saints of the Most High will manifest the kingdom. Hallelujah. Nobody will be able to pull the wool over your eyes. Hallelujah. You know, you notice that once you learn how to function in spirit, people are talking. But you're shifting. You're listening to something else. Hallelujah. You're not reacting anymore. You're waiting on the Spirit. And you become a bit like Jesus. Have you noticed how many times they'll talk to Jesus and Jesus answers them something completely different? They weren't even talking about Jesus speaks with them. What's he doing? He's speaking by the Holy Ghost. He's manifesting kingdom. He's manifesting a word of revelation. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God, the Spirit of God. That's the anointing. So, Pastor Johnny, what is the powers of the age to come? It's the gifts of the Holy Ghost made manifest in the church. The gifts of the Holy Ghost, saints, is not for the day of Pentecost when it first got manifest. Then it's for the church today. Hallelujah. I think it was beginning last year we started speaking about the end time move of God that will encapsulate every move. Amen. Everything that was restored will be completely restored, placed in the house of God. We'll see apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists. We'll see ministries of help. We'll see men and women flowing the gifts of the Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost says, I'm with you. I'm upon you now. And now even the time has come and the anointing is on you. Hallelujah. I sense a release of the anointing of God. I sense a release of the gifts of the Spirit. Be inspired. Be filled with the gifts of the Spirit. Wherever you are, lift your hands and receive of the Holy Ghost. The powers of the age to come, the anointing to accelerate you, to lift you, to take you into the next realm, to walk in the dispensation of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, in each and every one of us, not seeing in this world, not hearing in this world, not led of this world, but we have eyes in the Spirit. We know the things that were given to us. Thank you for the activation. Right now, Lord, a refilling, a restirring, a refilling, a re-empowering of the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Shebra seke bandorobosia pandorobosia. Meka santondore. Right there where you're sitting. Lord knows I don't have time to call you all up, but in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands out to you and I release and I impart the gifts and the anointings of the power of the Holy Ghost, the powers of the age to come. Yay! You'll be in this world, but not of this world. You'll be in your situation, but you'll walk in a mighty manifestation of the glory. The power of the Holy Ghost. Be filled in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Sheba Kisama, come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Shebra Sikero Bondarbaya. Be filled in the name of Jesus. Be filled in the name of Jesus. Refilled in the name of Jesus. Re-empowered in the name of Jesus. Shabrose keba onte. I break the spirit of discouragement. I release the precious anointing. Shebra sekema. Come on, release the gift of tongues. Shegan kubore benabaya. Filled in the name of Jesus. Drink, drink. Drink of the Holy Ghost. Sekanda ramasya tundoraboya. Hallelujah. Even now your ears will be pricked to hear what the Spirit would say. The Lord says, as you walk in this week, I am ready. For surely I've designed every situation and I've prepared every room. And as you walk in, says the Lord, have your ears open and your heart ready. For I will speak, and suddenly the kingdom shall be made manifest. And the powers of this world will bow their knees, and my glory will be revealed. Shabra sekenamaya. I release a rich anointing. Some of you never flowed in a word of knowledge. I release that word of knowledge. I lay hands on you in this distance. I release the word of knowledge on your life, the gifts of discerning of spirits. Thank you for manifestation of your glory, my God. For I've chosen you, says the Lord, to manifest my glory, to make my kingdom known, and to speak with my word. Shebra Come on, just for the next few moments, just keep pressing in. Just keep pressing in. Hallelujah. You walk with a different demonstration. You walk with a different power. You walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Ah, filled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shabron, Sekera, just keep your hands raised, just stay open. I'm reading out of the word. I believe the Holy Ghost releasing these as I speak his word. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of workings, but the same God, who works all things in all. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit to profit all. Tongues of fire. Shabra seke samando bosia tanamandwai. To profit all. For to one is given through the Spirit the word of wisdom. Receive, receive. To another the word of knowledge. According to the same Spirit, to another faith. In the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings. In that same one Spirit, to another workings of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. To another diverse kinds of tongues. To another interpretation of tongues. But all these work he, the one and the same Spirit works, dividing to each one severally as he wills. We thank you, Spirit of God. We are in this world, but not of this world. We are here to manifest the powers of the age to come. And Lord, from this day, I sense the Spirit of God saying, the kingdoms of darkness shall bow their knees. They shall know the power of the age to come. There shall be mighty demonstrations of my kingdom. For my people have matured and my people have grown up and my people have prepared their hearts and my people are ready. And surely I'll establish my kingdom in all its glory. For this is even a people who do not seek after those things that are carnal, but have searched after the living God. And I make my ways known to you. I bless each and every one in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, just out of the innermost being, by faith, just release. Release by the gifts of the Spirit. Release by the anointing. Release by tongue. What God is doing in your life. I bless each and every one. Thank you for a mighty anointing. The glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. The glory. God's even anointing some of your eyes to see the glory. To see as He would have you see. To see by the Spirit. To hear by the Spirit. Shabra Sekera. For I'm raising giants, says the Lord. I'm raising those who walk in power and demonstration of my kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. That's it. Just one more moment. I impart to you. In the name of Jesus, I impart to you. Hallelujah. Some of you are crying out, say, Lord, I want the gifts of healing. Come on, just open your heart and say, whatever gift you have for me, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, just start thanking Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him, Lord. You've called this church to walk on the cutting edge, to walk in the very demonstration of your kingdom. I bless each and every one in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Enemies will flee. Powers of darkness will be sent to flight. The saints of God will manifest your glory. Your angels will manifest about your people. Each and every one in the name of Jesus. Shabbat, tekel, and hallelujah.
And as you're busy with your daily tasks, and as you're busy with things that seem normal, says the Lord, my spirit will suddenly come upon you, and my spirit will give you an unction. Lord, I pray now for boldness in the Holy Ghost, a mighty boldness. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, sound mind. Thank you now for the precious anointing of the gifts released in each and every one. Hallelujah. You know what I hear the Spirit of God saying? There's some of you yet today, and you yourself need healing. But God says when He moves on you, you minister healing to others, because He heals because He's the healing God, not because you are healed. And when you do, you'll see Him manifest His glory even in your own life. Hallelujah. Draw from the Spirit today. Come on, I sense a mighty drawing of the anointing. I sense a drawing and an outpouring of the Spirit of God in this house today for each and every one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabra seken to God, abas seken amongst the undarabai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to move you deeper. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, Pastor Johnny, I want to go deeper. Come on, just draw. Draw right now. It's the Holy Ghost releasing that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you here today, you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't know the Spirit of God, but God wants to fill you as well right where you are. In the name of Jesus, just start getting your heart ready. Some of you sense a mighty anointing on your life. Only quickly come here. God is about to release an outpouring of His Spirit. I sense a deepening. It's like something deep calling out to God. The Spirit of God wants to move in your life mightily. Some of it's almost like an ache in your spirit, an ache in your belly. That's the yearning of the Holy Ghost to touch you, to move on your life. I release that anointing on their lives, Father. Thank you, thank you. Power of the Holy Ghost.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.